Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Beasley swings it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Nice to visit quickly there with the guys from the Wheelhouse on the way out. And Andrew Carlson continuing to push us through the evening here tonight. Soccer Matters on the air here. Just got my media credential for the rodeo. Very excited. Some great shows out there. My favorite thing is to walk through all the exhibits with the kids and their animals. Honestly, I like that part. Very educational. All right, streaming at ESPN975.com. Drama, expectation, excitement. There's so much to talk about in the world of football here right now. Liverpool yesterday got rocked at Anfield by Real Madrid. This was a combination of gift-giving and Madrid excellence. Vinicius, Benzema, unstoppable. Luka Modric defying logic as he continues to shine. By the way, he wants another new contract as an older footballer. For those of you who are Mexico fans, Chucky Lozano had a great moment for Napoli. They defeated Eintracht Frankfurt yesterday. We'll talk about the return of Chucky after that serious injury he had. We have winners and losers segment tonight. Arsenal this past weekend with the stunning late comeback. That has to be discussed. Andrew Carlson will join me on that as they fend off the challengers in the Premier League. Essentially, the two clubs in Manchester. Also, we get ready for Major League Soccer. Dynamo opener at FC Cincinnati. I was at the FC Dallas closed door match, and I got some observations from that night. That was a dress rehearsal. Dynamo won that match 2-0. We'll talk roster depth. I'm going to go through positionally the roster tonight, just with my thoughts on the roster. And this is the new Ben Olsen Dynamo Club now. A lot of change, a lot of optimism in the air for both the Dynamo and Dash. As you know, Soccer Matters has been a labor of love on the radio for 22 years. I shake my head sometimes. Reflection needs to occur. All right, Kick Cancer Clinic, the 12th coming up of March. Cyfair Dynamo. Youth Club has been doing this for, my goodness, I think 16 years. And basically, every nickel goes back to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. It's at Dias Park, dynamosoccer.com. Go there. Sign up. Doesn't matter what club you are in Houston. Let's pull together for this and bring in a few bucks. We will have some people that have survived cancer out there talking about their experiences. Great reminder how lucky we all are. December 12th, Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic to benefit the 501c charity. Snowdrop Foundation by Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club. That's out in the Cyfair area. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at Glenn Davis Soccer, at Soccer Matters GD. We have a few questions from the mailbag. We'll answer those tonight. We're going to start that. Today, Inter Milan, a 1-0 victory over Porto. Lukaku with the goal in that. Manchester City, a 1-1 draw at RB Leipzig in the Champions League. Cruz Azul and Atlas right now in Liga MX. And I believe it may be halftime. The U.S. women in the She Believes Cup against Brazil right now. So let me unleash the fury on you when it comes to data and Liverpool. And this from the Liverpool-Real Madrid match. I want you to know how smart I am, because I'm going to throw more data at you than you can ever believe right now to impress you. Liverpool, 52% possession, 48% for Real Madrid. Liverpool passing accuracy, 84%. Real Madrid, 85%. Shots on target, 4 out of 9 for Liverpool, 6 out of 9 for Real Madrid. 18 total fouls. Liverpool, 4 corners, Real Madrid, 3. Liverpool, 19 crosses, Real Madrid, 9. Liverpool, 707 touches, Real Madrid, 674. Tackles, Liverpool, 17, Real Madrid, 20. 8 interceptions for Liverpool, 13 for Real Madrid. So what does all this do? This reminds you that this was a pretty close game when it comes to data. What it doesn't remind you is that Real Madrid destroyed Liverpool. And they destroyed him in a big, big way. They were dominated by Liverpool. They had two opening goals. They were up 2-0 at Anfield. Vinicius Jr., Benzema, tore them apart at Anfield. 5 goals conceded at Anfield. By the way, if you're a Liverpool fan out there, or if, any of you out there, 713-780-3776. I wouldn't mind hearing from a Real Madrid fan as well. By the way, Real Madrid can win the Champions League title. I don't care that they're off the pace in La Liga. They can win it. They have the players to win it. And for some reason, they find ways to win. So Real Madrid was better in a lot of areas. They just know how to produce the timely goals. That comes down to individuals. Luka Modric, by the way, was next level. And here's what Jurgen Klopp said about this match. And I believe this is soundbite. Where are we here? Soundbite number 10. Here we go. Jurgen Klopp.
Not a lot from the second half, but a lot from the first half. The start we had, I can't remember we had a game like this year in this season. So I was really happy with that. We wanted that, and the boys put it on the pitch. So that's really good. And then I think the first mistake, the first goal they score, not a lot of teams, not a lot of players score, but he does. And the second one, how is that? So again, besides the goals we conceded, I liked the first half a lot. And the second half, obviously not so much. So that's why we can take a lot from the first half.
All right, Andrew, let's whip through these goals. Here we go to the fourth minute. What a dream start for Liverpool. They go up 1-0. Salah to Darwin Nunez. It's a back heel.
Henderson, well found by Cetic, who's really settled into the Liverpool midfield. Salah, in towards Gakpo! It's Darwin Nunez with an audacious finish to give Liverpool the perfect start.
So 1-0. 14th minute, they'll go up 2-0. Now, this is an amazing thing because it's a back pass to Thibaut Courtois. Courtois goes to prepare the ball, except his knee gets in the way. It hits his knee and bounces right to Mo Salah, who scores goal number 2.
Henderson to Gakpo. Game being played at breakneck pace, and Courtois messed up, and Salah has scored. Oh, what an irony. The man who single-handedly kept out Liverpool in Paris has just handed them a second goal.
I like that. Oh, what an irony. By the way, this other goalkeeper named Alisson, he'll be in the news here in a second or two because he had a huge blunder as well. But that just reminds you, even the greats make mistakes. And even the greatest goalkeepers in the modern game now, because of the way the game's changed, every single one of them have had moments like this. Okay? Every single one of them, because of the additional demands put on them to play with their feet and the confidence that they have to play with the ball. The only problem is when they make a mistake, it's inside their penalty area, and it leads to a goal or a goal-scoring chance. All right. Now, the Vinicius Jr. show would begin here in the 21st minute. Here we go.
Vinicius. Benzema. Vinicius. Oh, what a goal. What a goal. Vinicius Jr. is on Liverpool's case again. A dramatic reply from the man who won the final last year.
Okay, so Jurgen Klopp after the game said, everything pretty obvious. We gave away 5 goals, all 5. Okay, so what he's complaining on, in this situation, there were 3 guys that were boxing Vinicius in. None of them got a tackle in. Now, I will also say there's not that many people in that moment that with those type of feet, that quick, that brain tied together, that gets a half of a yard to get a shot off that quickly, does that like him. There are people that do it. But there was hesitancy from three guys. And three guys were, you know, standing around this guy, and he prepares it, and it comes flying out of the three guys and is a fantastic goal. So that's the 21st minute. Here we go, 36. He'll tie it up here, by the way.
Just managed to recover, and Alisson's clearance has gone in off Vinicius. It is unbelievable. Both goalkeepers, two of the finest goalkeepers in the world, have made horrific errors. And with 35 minutes played, it's 2-2 at Anfield.
Yeah, deflected in. Unbelievable. Where was Alisson going with that is what I want to know. I mean, it was unthinkable. And I think when you're a goalkeeper, if you have a moment where your brain just is not sharp, you have to be so acutely sharp. And it's a reminder how acutely sharp these guys are and how good they are, that when they have these moments, they stick out so badly. And, you know, you can say, oh, we don't expect it. Of course we expect it. It happens. It's human nature. It's a game. There are mistakes. It doesn't happen often like that. And when it's a goalkeeper, it stands out like no tomorrow. But it happens. All right, Militao will make it now in the 47th minute, 3-2.
Modric driven in and headed in. Militao, Real Madrid lead. It was pre-planned. You could see that Modric was looking for that man. He made a late move. Liverpool stood still. And Eder Militao has headed Real Madrid, two down, remember, into a 3-2 lead.
Unbelievable ball from Modric. Driven in, hit as hard as could be. Movement that a ball and a player intersect at the right place. And that thing just, I mean, if there wasn't a net there, that thing would, I don't know if the Merseyside's at that end of the stadium, but it would have went across the Merseyside probably. Okay, so that makes it 3-2 now. And it's all systems go for Real Madrid. Now, let's get Karim Benzema involved in this. 55th minute, here's Benzema.
Rodrigo unable to find Benzema. He's got another chance. Now he connects. Here's Rodrigo. And here's Benzema. And that's deflected in. And Real Madrid lead by 4-2.
4-2. How about 5-2? Benzema again in the 67th.
Modric. Vinicius Jr. Benzema is free. And here's Karim Benzema. Only ever one outcome. Benzema scores yet again. It's a brilliant counterattack from Real Madrid. And they've scored 5 at Anfield.
Yes, it was a brilliant counterattack. By the way, that guy is 100% goal scorer. I mean, the way he can run the channels, the game that he plays. This is why, I mean, you have those two players up front. You stay in games, you can win anything. And that may just be the Champions League in the end. They got to be as big a chance to win this thing as anybody. There's more pressure on Man City and PSG to win it with all their spending and all their guys. And, you know, Gauthier may say that he's got the backing of the board. If he doesn't get past Bayern Munich, he doesn't have the backing of anybody. That's a kiss of death. By the way, in that game, Mohamed Salah, Mo Salah became Liverpool's all-time leading scorer in Europe. That was some watch. I'm still shaking my head at that game. What do you think of this MLS playoff structure? When we come back, I'd love to take some phone calls. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's go Texan week. We've got a little bit of country we're going to give you. She Gone. I love this song, Montgomery Gentry. You know, sadly, one of the singers in that band passed in a helicopter crash. Really sad. Why did I bring that up? All right, we're going to take a break here. Advantage BMW in Midtown. You got to get down there. Get down there, see my friends Justin, Steven, great supporters of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And, of course, you go down there, you get premium service. It's tailored to you. Advantage BMW Midtown isn't just offered the excellence. It is demanded. It is expected. service center dedicated to putting your time first. So you find your salesperson, you get in there, you'll find the perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. You will discover something special down there at Advantage BMW in Midtown, a hometown advantage. It's at San Jacinto and Gray or AdvantageBMWHouston.com, Advantage BMW Midtown. Tonight we have two guests later on in the show. It is the new coach of the Houston Dash, Sam Lady, as they continue to prepare towards the end of March opener for them. And we will get the Brazilian midfielder, Artur, who talks about preseason, the dynamo midfield of him, Hector Herrera, Coco Carrasquilla, and the great late Pelé.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Time now for Glenn to name today's big winner.
The winner takes it all. You know you're looking at a winner, winner, winner.
Because we're a winner. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Everyone's a winner, baby, that's so true.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know who our winner is, Andrew? You're going to love this one, and the listeners may like this too. Kazi Miura. Now, many people will remember him. 89 appearances for Japan, 55 goals, played in Brazil, Italy, Croatia. The world's oldest soccer player. 55 years old, in League Two in Portugal, signing a new deal. He is our winner, and he said he's going to play till he's 60. How about that?
That's remarkable. That is just remarkable. I mean, and credit to him for the fact that he's making this effort this deep. Like, we talk about some athletes, you know, LeBron's playing in his late 30s. Tom Brady played to his mid-40s. But I can't even imagine someone who is keeping their body to that standard into their 50s. It's just incredible.
Well, it may be good sushi. It may be good green tea. I mean, there's a lot of things you can go to when it comes to Japanese food.
May have to get on that.
I suggest you hit a sushi bar after this show tonight. All right, welcome back, everybody. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. Remember, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they're going to outwork anybody. And I can tell you, if you get in any kind of an accident, you do need representation. We all know how nervous we get if somebody's injured. There's not much worse than that. Then you call the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, committed to working for you 24/7, nights and weekends. All you do is give them a call, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. Don't hesitate. They're bilingual. It's DaspitLaw.com. They're on your side, 713-322-HURT, supporting Soccer Matters, the great game of football. They get it on the air for you for many, many years, both here and in recent times, the last 2.5 years in Austin. So there you go. All right. You and I were chatting in the commercial break. So I just want to, I took a couple of other things out of what's going on with Liverpool. And I wish our good friend Ian Veery was calling in tonight. If Ian, you're listening, call in. We want your take on Liverpool. So there's a number of things that go on here. I think first we have to laud Liverpool for the 3 to 4 years of remarkable soccer, remarkably consistent. This is the stuff that is mind-blowing to me when I think about these performances. And it becomes habit-forming that everybody expects it should be that perfect, that beautiful all the time. And to string that many performances together, to win that many titles, to have that period under Jurgen Klopp, it's incredible. And sustaining that is incredible. And these are multi-million dollar soccer players that have to remain hungry and motivated by leadership. I can't even imagine what it's like. You know, you think it's tough to do that in MLS? Imagine doing that in some ways with guys that are making you know, more money than anybody's ever going to earn in a lifetime, right? Okay, so Liverpool's going to look in the transfer window this summer. Andrew and I were talking at the commercial break, brought up a great point that they had hit on a lot of their signings during this time period. And that is hit on them. And everybody was lauding them at the best at connecting with their signings. That hasn't happened now. You lost Sadio Mane to Bayern Munich. You got a very differing player in Darwin Nunez. Potential, but a very differing player. Might affect the way you're going to play tactically or set your system up. He's a different prototype. You've had Firmino drop off, a lot of injuries. And I'm just pulling things out of my hat here today when I was sitting there and just jotted these down. Nunez is adjusting to the Premier League, no question. Mo Salah, okay, he's having a good year. He's got numbers to back up what he's doing, no question. He's professional, but he did want to transfer. Let's not forget that. And he had, I believe, Real Madrid looking at him. You know, all the big clubs wanted Mo, and Mo was convinced to stay. But sometimes when you're convinced to stay, you're looking across the street and going, I could have been there. So is he fully there? Where is the mind at? Virgil van Dijk, to me, has not been the same since the injury. And, of course, Andrew brought this up in the commercial break. The pressing game is not the same. Absolutely not. Because you have some differing players. Henderson and Milner, two of the great servants of the club. They're long in the tooth. I mean, how many times can you go to that well? And there have been poor individual performances, and there have been poor collective performances. So, you know, I don't want to be in the position of these managers. I do want to laud them, where they've got these guys that are sitting on the fence of when their shelf life is going to end. And it could end any week, honestly. They could all of a sudden lose that first step, that explosiveness, and they are a completely different soccer player. Okay? Cristiano Ronaldo fired his agent. You know why he fired his agent? Because his agent apparently could not get him on Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, or one of the top four or five teams in the league. Now, why do you think those teams didn't want him? It's pretty simple. He was a declining force. He was 37 or 38 years old. He's not the guy that's going to be your future. And you're not going to, you know, you're not going to sell out your entire idea, philosophy, and club for one man. I still believe, and I don't have any evidence to back this up, and I'd love somebody to comment on this, 713-780-3776. I still believe that Manchester City did a major league bait and switch with their so-called interest in Cristiano Ronaldo during that time period. I believe it when he ultimately went to United, where Sir Alex was saying, oh, you can't go to City. I don't think they ever wanted him. I really don't. I think it was, to me, it was a setup because they knew that a 37-year-old declining center forward who was going to become the center of attention would be a problem at Manchester United. And he was a problem. And at the end of the day, he kicked everybody under the bus, went on with Piers Morgan, and explained to everybody why they were no good. And then you had United fans going, oh, but Cristiano's right. The facilities need to be upgraded. Yeah. Then why didn't he say that when he was playing with him? Why did he say it on the way out when he was with Piers Morgan? Right? So, you know, he's in Saudi Arabia. It's kind of nice not to talk about him right now, honestly. I mean, it's just overkill sometimes. LeBron James in the NBA. Seriously? We can't come up with anything else to talk about in this world, especially soccer. It's played all over the planet. Turn on the freaking, what was that game? It was Argentinos Junior and Belgrano. Unbelievable goal. Here's what it sounded like. This was incredible build-up play, and then it ends with a guy leaping up in the air and sidewinding a volley, and it's sick.
El toque para Cabrera, va el mejor del partido. Rodríguez, Rodríguez, amagó, Rodríguez, Rodríguez. Cabrera, centro, ¡Avalón!
Give me that announcer. Who is that guy? I love that guy. You know what? I'm moving to Argentina right now. I'm defecting. I'm going all Argentine first division. I'm going to eat beef, drink red wine, and watch scissor kicks like that. How about that? That's a great goal call, by the way. You know, the Spanish can do that. When an American guy tries to do that, you're out of your lane. You can't. You can have emotion. I have emotion on my goal calls. But I don't know about the long goal. I don't know. I've never been able to get over that hump, Andrew.
It's also had that perfect pause of that moment where he almost like takes a gasp as he's sort of experiencing.
Took another
what he's
breath
watching.
To make sure he could unload it on us. It was awesome. Play that again. I got to hear that again. This makes me happy.
Para Cabrera va el mejor del partido. Rodríguez, Rodríguez, amagó, Rodríguez, Rodríguez, Cabrera.
Pause.
Centro, Avalón. Goal!
No kidding aside, 27 years in play-by-play. And by the way, I feel I'm at the top of my game now with all the experiences I've had. But timing, knowing when to talk, when not to talk, these things are so essential. It's not about the volume of words and rhetoric. It's timing. That man had great timing, great emotion and passion, and that's a goal call. I mean, everybody wants to do the goal call. You're an announcer. You wait for the goal call. It's that moment. But there's a lot of other things that go on during a game that you have to handle and love handling, and the tempo of a game and finding your cadence with a game and finding your connection with partners that you're on the air with. So that was a good goal call. All right, Manchester City's, it's two draws in a row, 1-1 with Nottingham Forest. Bernardo Silva, this is soundbite 25, puts him up 1-0.
He's able to get it away, but only as far as Grealish. Out to Bernardo Silva, who hit it first time. Brilliant goal for Manchester City, who take the lead just before the break.
Nottingham Forest tie it up, Chris Wood.
And Johnson making his way through. Gibbs wide across.
All right. Gotta love it. So City has drawn again. And just like the Champions League, I think, Andrew, you were telling me, well, you're going to be stressed out because you are so deep in with Arsenal. But you and I were talking when I got in tonight and I jumped in the booth. The wheelhouse was still on. And you said, essentially, it's going to be stressful. I hope this is a fun stress.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This is infinitely better than
because
watching
Arsenal
finish eighth.
I don't know about you, but I got friends that get so stressed over sports that I think it's detrimental to their health.
This is what makes this sort of stress that makes sports fun for me, Glenn.
Okay.
Is when there's that level of investment that you care so much that the games mean something, I will always prefer dealing with this stress over watching the teams that I support play essentially meaningless games for half or a third of the season, which is what they've dealt with for a little while.
Well, you're a good guy. I don't want stress to become a part of your life, especially you're young. You got to wait till you're older to get that. So you got to battle through that. All right. So how about we talk about a little bit of this Arsenal comeback? This was a spectacular comeback. They get, what, 2 in stoppage time, right? Arsenal 4-2 over Aston Villa. I think the big takeaway is continue to fight and continue to try and win this game. And this was a very timely moment to have that kind of a result with that kind of a wow factor to it, I think, don't you?
Oh, 100%. This was the lowest this Arsenal team has been at this point in the season. They've lost multiple games in a 3 or 4 game stretch for the first time all season long. They'd taken 1 point from their last 9, I believe it was. So you needed something to build you back up from that low point. And I think winning in this manner is infinitely more beneficial to the team than if they had cruised to a 2 or 3-0 victory at Villa Park. Winning in this sort of manner like galvanizes the team, brings everybody together, and you have that sort of energy buzzing around you that you wouldn't have with any other sort of result, really. Like, it brings you up to a whole different level of positivity than you would have experienced with any other just normal victory.
The navigation of a season comes with these differing moments. It can be a singular play. It can be a singular game. There's all these things that, you know, I think you can study and do data all you want, but the human reaction to goals and wins and things, I don't know if that can be quantified by anything. All right, let's talk about Arteta and this thing called self-belief that is now back.
I feel he's right back and with more belief than before, because you have to put performance into results. Against Brentford, we made it to win the game. We didn't win it because of a decision, fine. Against Manchester City, we deserve more with the performance, but the reality in football in the boxes, the games are decided. And today we have to put something else, and there's still a lot of things to improve, and we have to be humble enough to see those things, recognize them, work on them, because we cannot have that bigger margins. We don't have to produce as much as we do every single game to win it. A smaller margin should be enough to win in this league consecutive, and we need to improve that.
Good for Arteta. By the way, Emilia Martinez, the Argentine goalkeeper who won the World Cup, got hit for 4. One of them was an own goal. So it was interesting watching him back at Villa. Okay, Manchester United, they have the hottest striker in Europe. His name is Marcus Rashford. Here was his game-winning goal against Leicester City.
Bruno Fernandes. And onside Rashford. Marcus Rashford does what Marcus Rashford has been doing consistently for week after week. He fires Manchester United in front.
I like that. Fires him in front. Jadon Sancho, who got a talking to by the coach with velvet gloves, but a very stern line was drawn. He was moved away from the first team. He got the second.
And he's fed Sancho. Sancho can play it on to Bruno Fernandes. Brilliant goal. Manchester United at their very finest. Leicester City torn apart.
So you can't tell me that Erik ten Hag hasn't had a lot to do with this form of Marcus Rashford and the things he's done with this team. I know I've been lauding him on the air here, but I love managers that, you know, aren't just going to dip their foot and toe in the water and play it safe. I think Solskjaer did that. I also think there were other things with him. This manager has really drawn the line. He's set the bar for expectation. He doesn't let Rashford get comfortable. He still wants more goals. It's pretty awesome. I love it. What is this cool vibe we got going here?
Where it's at.
Beck. Oh, yes. Yeah, where it's at right now is we've got another segment here. We're going to bring on Sam Lady, the coach of the Houston Dash. I'm going to switch over to Dynamo and MLS talk when we come back. I would like to get some phone calls from people. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 can be anything in the world of soccer. You can add to the conversation of Arsenal, Liverpool, Real Madrid, any of that. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to start in on the Dynamo. We're going to go a deep dive on the roster. You will also hear from their midfielder, Artur, later on today. Major League Soccer opens its 28th season on Saturday. The Dynamo will be in Cincinnati. Lots of change. We'll talk about it when we come back. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com.
That was a good drum break. You pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and you with flash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
My musical tastes go all over the place. The guys at Cactus Music, Quinn, everybody down there, they know that. Cactus Music knows that. So this is a song called Flagpole Sitter. Now, I'm not sure this was this guy's birth name, but his name is Harvey Danger. Okay. There's a man who leads a life of danger. I don't know. Anyway, Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitter. Welcome back to the show, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. By the way, we have to talk. And I know not as many people tune into the Serie A. I know everybody generally gravitates. I really suggest you're taking a look at teams like Napoli in the Serie A. You go down and look at the Argentine First Division, Copa Libertadores, Copa Sudamericana, Dutch Eredivisie. You know, broaden it out a little bit. Don't necessarily always, you know, it's easy to get pulled to the big clubs. I get it. But if you have opportunity, explore some of these other teams. Because I guarantee you, that goal call we played from the player on Argentinos Juniors, who, by the way, has a long history, believe it, as a soccer club in Argentina. You know, you probably didn't know who he was. Gabriel Avalos, scoring that goal against Belgrano. So go for it. All right, another guy we have to talk about is Napoli in the Champions League. former Wolfsburg player. He's only 24. Scored in the first leg against Eintracht Frankfurt. Victor Osimhen. This guy's scoring goals. Osimhen's got 18 to lead the Serie A. Below him is Lautaro Martinez on 13. By the way, he got 18 in 19 games, so he's 1.02 goals per game. Something like that, I think, in all competitions. He scored his 20th overall against Eintracht Frankfurt and ended up being the game winner. He scored 42 goals in 70 games for Napoli. I mean, it's fantastic. Serie A, Napoli. He's a Nigerian international. You don't hear him being talked about as much because of the popularity of the league. So he's got more goals than Immobile, Dybala, Giroud, Dzeko. His running mate, Visha Varatskhelia, I think is how you pronounce it. Varatskhelia. He's got 10. If you get a chance to watch Napoli, they're going to win a Scudetto. Get a chance, you watch them. It's fun. Okay, now here's some interesting data. 29th team in Major League Soccer is St. Louis. They will open up this weekend against Austin FC. Don Garber spoke this week. 30th team will come by the end of the year. The favorites, Vegas and San Diego. So the expansion continues. And MLS has got a new playoff system, 713-780-3776. I want to hear what you think about it. 1-7 in each conference will automatically qualify. 8-9 will play a single elimination match. Playoff wild card. So then that'll give you 8 in each division. So 18 teams out of 29 make the playoffs. After you get your playoff wild card winners, then there will be a best of three. Okay, now that's, I'm going to, you know, we're not going to pretend out here that we don't know what that is. That's additional content and games. And there's a big TV deal. So you want more content. That's what that is. And you're going to go to 30 teams. So that means 62% of your teams make the playoffs. Now that is a lot. And I did some data work here. In the NFL, 40% make it. It's 12 out of 30 teams. There's that 44%. In the NBA, 16 of 30 make it. That's 53%. And in MLB, 12 out of 30 teams make the playoffs. It's 40. So MLS is up to 62%. So, look, like in any case, you got to do a lot to not be in it. If 62% of the teams don't make the playoffs, 62% make them. You know, you have to begin to speak about consequence and the other things. And, you know, if you're a coach and you look at the way the playoff structure is set off, you can pick and choose maybe moments when you do things. I mean, you have to coach your team based on the degree of difficulty getting into the playoffs. I don't think there's any question that can influence people. Now, some of the teams are like Austin FC. After having a very good year, they're going to get challenged now by additional competitions, CONCACAF, Champions League, and things. Their depth is going to be challenged in a very differing way because when you win an MLS, you get into more competitions. But that's kind of where it is right now with the playoff system. So that is a big change. There is no question about it. Again, 1 of 7 in each conference automatically qualify. 18 teams will make the playoffs out of 29. You have two teams in each conference that if you end up 8th or 9th, you'll be in a single elimination playoff game, and then you get jumped into that pool of the top 7 teams in your conference, and then you get into a best of 3. So there you go. All right, so let's talk some Houston Dynamo. Let me do a deep roster dive here. Now, I speak about this assuming, you know, the starting point is a 4-3-3 for this team, and it could turn into a 4-4-2. We've heard Ben Olsen, the new Dynamo coach, allude to that. There's been a lot of change. I think there's 11 new players. There's been a lot of players that have turned over. There's a whole new staff. These are things that take time to gel. So I think, you know, you got to take a lot of this with a grain of salt. It's one man's opinion, but I do think I have a little bit of a handle on it. So a lot of roster turnover. That means you're looking for players to be upgrades. The one that you lost, the guys that you've moved on, these have to be upgrades in order to say we have got a hit with this player. This is an improvement. You don't want a flat line. You don't want a guy on an equal plane. The Dynamo need guys that are going to platform the team. And so they have some really interesting signings. Pat Onstad, Ben Olsen, Asher Mendelson and company. So Steve Clark is going to remain the number one in goal at 37. Andrew Tarbell will be the backup. Let's go to the outside back position. Brad Smith, Juvencio van der Kust, who's the new Dutchman. I mean, I can't see him being ready because I don't think he's even been in Houston yet. Schmidt, Tate Schmidt has been signed from Real Salt Lake. Could very well be the starter on the weekend. Brad Smith's coming off an injury, an ACL, and I'm sure the Dynamo want to move him along slowly. That might have accelerated the urgency to sign Tate Schmidt. I don't know. Franco Escobar should be the starter at right back with Griffin Dorsey contesting him. With Dorsey's work ethic, and I think Dorsey was off to the side training, apparently, from what I heard. So I don't know if he's going to be available. But I think Franco Escobar, you know, you have to say has been brought in to be a starter. Center back, Teenage Adebi. Now, he looked more composed against FC Dallas. He has to get the discipline under control this year. He cannot get sent off. He's got to be in the lineup every game as a DP. He's got to be more responsible there. I don't think there's any question. But he brings a nice joie de vie, a nice edge. He's left-footed. I like teenage. We like us some teenage. No question. He's a nice personality, too. Fun guy. The right center back position may go to Ethan Bartlow. He got the start against FC Dallas. And I like this because I think the Dynamo need to get more and more help in the future from the college draft. This is cheap labor. We've mentioned that on this show before. Your academy players, this is cheap labor to start. Daniel Steris gives you common experience. He'll push to be a starter. And the Brazilian Mikel, who's got a full first-team contract, could be a dark horse in this mix. We didn't see him much, but we did see him, and he looked like he has had a nice level of composition and composure as a center back. But I don't think there's any question. You don't want a revolving door at the center back position like last year. And you had that due to injury. There were things that you couldn't control. You got to hope that that gets stable in front of your goalkeeper. That's a big one. So you need stability as the backbone of the team there in front of Steve Clark. And they have depth in numbers there. Midfield. Clearly the time has come for Hector Herrera to be the focal point. The team to be built around Hector Herrera. There's no World Cup. He's got to be a leader of this team. He's got to lead the team through as many minutes as possible at 32. He's the DP. He's your highest profile player. You can't ask for anything less than him leading this team this year and being the man. Hector's got to be the man. The World Cup albatross is gone. There's no more of that worry about him, you know, preparing for that. I can understand that. But he's got to repay the owner now through performance. Because he's got a heck of a nice contract. And I love watching him play. And it's clear. HH is going to play as an eight based on what I saw with FC Dallas. So I think we all know that. He can drop into a dual six to manage games out. He's a thinker. He's a great possessor of the ball. He wants to build the game up. He's got a great range of passing over distance. Hector Herrera. But it's time for HH to lead. And it can't be one out of three games. They need this guy on the field. There's no question. And a lot of your season is going to depend on that in a big way. Artur, who you will hear from later, really nice interview. Seems like a really wonderful guy. Great story. Sao Paulo as a youth, played some games with their first team. I'm not going to spill the beans on that interview. We'll let Artur and that interview run on its own, but it's a very good interview. He's got to be the shield for the two center backs. I asked him about this. And he's got to be the link to HH and Coco. I thought these three guys played very nicely together against FC Dallas. I thought there was some real cohesion there. And it's really fun to watch those three guys because, you know, they're all good on the ball. They all can sew it together. But they're going to come up against young, aggressive midfields in MLS. Now, Coco was playing as a playmaker, really. The highest up the field, the closest to a center forward. He looks to be in, maybe he's in too good a form now. You don't want to be in too good a form right now. And I mean, this obviously is by design by Ben Olsen and his staff to move him higher up the field. He's a guy that can pick a ball up and will be your guy out of the midfield that can drive at a defense with the ball at his feet. We miss that. The Dynamo need people that are willing to take people on, that can commit people to tackles, to draw fouls, to penetrate. We just haven't had enough of that over the years. We need that. So there's Artur. Now, he's had a lot of injury problems the last 2 years. He's only 26 years old. He did lose some playing time due to injury to Aiden Morris in Columbus. But he's won a cup. I like his experience. I like his calm. But he's got to be almost a triangle, I think, more this year for the two center backs. So positional discipline, always a key in that area. Matias Vera, I think, lost that last year as a single pivot. There's no question. But I think Artur's going to be asked to play as this six holding midfielder, pivot, whatever the heck you want to call it. He's going to be there singularly. And that means at times you may need a little bit of help there. And it also means at times you're going to be isolated in transition and you got to be able to defend an open field. Coco, again, sharpest player in preseason against Dallas. I mentioned really high up the field. The question is for him, is can he remain injury-free? He's going to get targeted. Driussi is going to get targeted in Austin. He'll get hit. He'll get tackled. He's got to show us he's durable. He's got to show us he's robust, resilient. And the depth in midfield is going to be critical. And that's a little bit of a question for me, where you're going to get that depth. Now, you could get it by moving Amin Bassi or by moving Ivan Franco back into midfield at the top of a two. Okay, and I believe there'll be some of that. I mean, certainly those guys are guys that there's a lot going to be expected from. So maybe your depth is going to come from a 17-year-old in Brooklyn Reigns. Pat Onstad was on the show, mentioned that he's going to get minutes this year. That's important. Ben Olsen can also drop Coco deeper to give a breather to others. But this area of the team is really going to need to be better than in past years in controlling games, managing games through possession. This is vital. Okay, I'm going to come back since we're getting a little bombastic from Shaggy. You know how I learned about Shaggy? My Caribbean roots. My brother living in his family in the Virgin Islands, Andrew. My nieces and nephews, my niece used to send me Hannah a CD and it would say Soca. That's all it would say. And I'd get Soca music from Trinidad. I'd get all the stuff that they were playing down there. That's how I learned of Shaggy. This is Bombastic. This is Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by the one and only John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, committed to working for you 24/7. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident. Maybe you work on a boat. Maybe you work down in the refineries. Construction. You call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. There are none better. DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.